Be Kind by David Brant Berg.
Some people feel like outcasts because they have certain afflictions, such as epilepsy, and the Lord hasn't healed them, and they have never been able to overcome them. Everybody has physical and spiritual weaknesses, some more visible than others, and it can be a but-if-not situation, where they have really cried out desperately to the Lord for deliverance and been prayed for by others, but haven't received healing. I remember the sweetest young woman used to be our pianist at the Church of the Open Door in downtown Miami. She was in her late 20s and played the piano beautifully. Every now and then, she would have an epileptic attack. I can remember once, even while she was sitting on the piano stool playing, she had an attack and fell to the floor, writhing in spasms and convulsions. We gathered around and prayed for her, and it subsided right away. But I don't know that she ever got complete healing that I can remember. She was a charming young woman with a sweet spirit, always faithful coming to church. She had a younger sister who was really concerned about her and was always there to take care of her. It was enough to make you weep when she suffered these epileptic attacks because she was such a genuinely sweet young woman who was born again and loved the Lord. And unfortunately, she also had to endure the accompanying embarrassment, which was very discouraging. I've known quite a few Christians who were epileptics, and most of them were fine under normal conditions. But it seemed as if they got under too much pressure or nervous strain, they could have epileptic fits, that they couldn't quite seem to handle a lot of stress. I remember that once there was a man driving his coupe along in front of us across the Miami Causeway to Miami Beach, that highway built up out of the water. All of a sudden, his car began to slow down, and we could tell something had gone wrong with him, and we thought he had had a heart attack. His car slowly curved over to the right-hand side of the road and started down toward the water. My dad speeded up his car and drove off the road and jumped out and grabbed the wheel of the other car just in time to keep it from going into the water. The guy would have drowned as he was having an epileptic fit. I've known of some people who, after being gloriously saved, were completely healed through prayer and faith in the Lord. The most outstanding case I'm thinking of was a girl in her early 20s who had gotten to where she was having so many epileptic seizures every day that she was down to almost skin and bones and wasn't eating enough. They had taken her to doctor after doctor, and nobody could do anything for her. Finally, the family was completely desperate. We were in their town holding a meeting, and they heard about my mother and healing and her prayer for the sick, so they sent for us. The poor girl was really pitiful, lying there in the bed exhausted, thin and weak from all this. My mother just talked to her very sweetly and led her to accept the Lord, and she received Jesus into her heart, and she never had another fit. When I saw her a few weeks later, I could hardly recognize her. She had gained about 30 pounds and was now a robust, beautiful young woman. She was smiling, happy, sitting on the bench at the church during one of our services, completely and totally healed, with never another seizure. But in the case of the other young woman, our pianist, as many times as we had prayed for her, she was never fully healed. She didn't have seizures often, only once a month or so, and when we prayed, she'd be almost instantly delivered from them. But it didn't last. I don't recall the end of the story, whether she was eventually completely healed or not, as we moved away into evangelistic work. She was very precious and humble and Christ-like. Perhaps it was another case of, but if not, one of those things that the Lord used in her life to draw her close to him. All of us have weaknesses that are our thorn in the flesh. Even the Apostle Paul did. Perhaps if we didn't have any of these weaknesses, we couldn't help others much. We wouldn't be sympathetic or compassionate. We couldn't even understand others. I remember there was another very precious girl, a wonderful Christian who loved the Lord, was always smiling and cheerful. Her sister always pushed her to church in a wheelchair because she had muscular dystrophy and had little control over her contorted limbs and her writhing head and facial expressions. But she could smile. Her face would just light up with joy, and she would smile while talking about the Lord and talking to her friends. Everybody loved her, and she loved everybody, and she seemed to be very happy. The Lord never delivered her from this affliction, at least not as long as I was a child in that church. I remember that I wondered about it, and yet she was so happy in spite of that affliction. She'd never known anything else, but she seemed to be happy and enjoyed life. But here was a church that believed in healing, so it was pretty humbling to have this girl coming to every service in a wheelchair. And it was pretty humbling to have this other girl falling off the piano stool, suffering from epileptic fits. It was really embarrassing, to say the least. So I wonder if the Lord didn't also use it for that reason, to keep us humble. Maybe what the Lord was trying to teach everyone, above all, was about having more love. Maybe the Lord was trying to burden the whole body for these people and teach them to bear each other's burdens and feel their need and suffering and get desperate for them in prayer. As Christians, we have to guard against developing a condescending attitude toward disabled or otherwise disadvantaged people. If the healthy have feelings of being better than others and look down upon them like the Pharisee who said, "I thank thee, O God, that I am not as this man," that holier-than-thou attitude is wrong. It is a sin, as it is contrary to God's word. Be ye kind one toward another, tender-hearted. Comfort the faint-hearted, uphold the weak, be patient with all. To him that is afflicted, pity should be showed. Job said in his afflictions, "Have pity on me, O ye my friends, for the hand of God hath touched me." And it certainly humbled him and tested his faith. For before that, he thought he was pretty righteous. The Bible also tells us that Jesus was moved with compassion for the multitudes. And Peter says we should be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another. Love as brethren and be tender-hearted. Paul says, "We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak." And to the weak I became as weak, that I might gain the weak. Finally, the Lord comforts us with these words, "My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in your weakness. For when I am weak, then I am strong in him." God bless and keep you strong in the Lord and his love, not yourself. Be ye kind. Amen. Praise the Lord.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.